Guys, welcome to In Our Mom's Basement. This is No Show Barbosa, and with me are the legendary
Rage Quit Pat
and Headshot Dan.
All right, let's get the show started.
We got a new display here. Let's just talk about our new display here. It looks awesome, by the way. Good job, Dan.
Yeah, Dan, amazing, bro. I really enjoying it right now.
You can look at the other screen right there for the YouTube videos, you know. Right now it's my face there, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. It looks good, though. You sniff the hookah thing.
So I sniff. Yeah. I don't sniff. I smoke it.
Whatever. But
I don't smoke it on my nose.
It appreciates the taste.
It
looks like he's drinking it for a second, actually.
Yeah, he looks like a nutcase. So we got some breaking news. We got some beta talk. Headshot Dan played the beta, Friday the 13th. We also got... Did you talk about Sea of Thieves? No, right? Or you did?
No, we didn't.
No, so you got
no, because it came out on Friday. That's why.
All right, so Dan's also got some Sea of Thieves beta to talk about.
I can't really give much about it.
What?
Can't really talk much about it. NDA policies.
Got episode 1 and 2 of The Walking Dead that also came out this week as well, which we're going to discuss. But I'm going to let Headshot Dan and No Show Barbosa talk about the Nintendo specs. I'm sure they're very excited to talk about that for the Switch. So take it away, guys.
All right, thank you, Dan. Basically, the specs got leaked pretty bad in terms of like how in detail it came out to be. First, it came as a small information, and then like they actually leaked like the speeds of it, which I was not expecting that to happen. I mean, we're so close to like the actual event, January 12th. We're talking about, what, 2 weeks, guys, right now?
From the announcement?
From what I see here, let me just start with the clock speeds real quick. So the CPU speed for most people is just like, you know, this is overall. Undocked is 1,020 megahertz, which is not that great. And literally, it's like almost like, I think, what is it, Dan? Like 30 or 40% less than the actual docked version of it?
Which is 768 megahertz.
Yeah, there's no way right now that this game, we're going to get 1080p screen image or resolution in terms of quality for the tablet.
Definitely not undocked.
Yeah. Dan, you think what is a 720p max for undocked?
Yeah, undocked will probably be 720.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, it's not only that, the GPU also like reduces, so... I don't know. I don't know how frame rates are going to work on it, to be honest. I mean, maybe it should be smooth because it's a smaller screen, so it doesn't need to really enlarge the pixels of it. Also, it's not using the new chip. Dan, Pascal is the new chip for NVIDIA, right? For the like handhelds and all that?
Yeah, I don't think they're using that.
Yeah, they're using it, supposedly Maxwell. I mean, it's not a bad one, but you're talking about... specs from NVIDIA Shield, which came out, was it 2 years ago, I think, NVIDIA Shield came out?
I'm not too sure what year it came out, but it's been around for a little while.
It's been a while. So, from what people are estimating here from the specs, so you're talking about four-arm Cortex, so it's a quad-core system. The maximum GPU and speed, it's 1 gigahertz. Doesn't go higher than that. The teraflops are supposed to be 1 teraflop. The Xbox One is... What is it, Dan? 1.5 right now for a standard Xbox in terms of teraflops?
Yeah, it's about 1.5.
1.5, and then you're looking at PS4 1.8, and then you get the Pro, which is 4.2, and Scorpio, which is supposedly 6 teraflops. So it's a big gap in difference. RAM is only 4 gigs. Dan, you want to throw in a little bit more for the teraflops situation?
I mean, it's not really much to go on because it's just horrible. I mean, undocked is going to go 307 hertz. That's 40% less than what it's going to be docked. which is kind of baloney. I mean, they said this is going to be able to run Xbox and PlayStation 4 game quality, but that's definitely not going to happen with this kind of a specs. I mean, the memory controller, though, isn't too bad in the 1600 or 1331, depending on whatever the developer wants to squeeze out of it. Besides this is, quality-wise, it's horrible, but Nintendo, I guess, is just focused on games.
Yeah. It's not looking all right. I mean, it, for what it is, it's a better than the Wii U. I mean, we'll give him that, but other than that, the RAM looks like it's at 4 gigs or anything like that. So, interesting thing, video output, 1080p and 60 frames. Do you guys actually believe that? In video, 4K and 30 frames. I don't know how that's going to happen, but...
Yeah, I saw that 60 frames. I don't know. That's kind of hard to believe with those kind of specs.
Yeah, I mean, they did Jimmy Fallon's show. They did dissect the video, multiple websites saying that Zelda ran better frame rate wise. I think that 4K 30 frames is only video. Honestly,
yeah,
they
did say that the 4K 30 input was going to be able to when you're watching like Netflix or something like that.
Yeah. So, Raging. What do you think about this? You're gonna buy this system, right? You said multiple times you were excited about it and thinking about buying it. Are you still excited after all these reveals of specs wise?
I'm sorry, I thought I was on mute. Nah, I mean, it is what it is. I've never been big on specs. I mean, as long as they pump out some good games, I'm definitely still excited for the system. You know, like I said, their main thing is third-party titles for me. Hopefully they could get some third-party support, but for me, it's just, you know, hopefully they could pump out, you know, some good games like, you know, Mario. Hopefully Mario Party will actually be better than it has been. You know, I'm still looking forward to the system. It hasn't, you know, even though the specs aren't up to what Xbox One and what Scorpio's probably going to do, I'm still going to buy it.
Yeah, I'm still gonna buy it too, regardless of specs. I mean, I'm excited. It's gonna be a nice handheld that you can still use around the house.
Yeah, personally, I'm still excited. I'm not gonna be surprised if Nintendo is gonna do far more often mid-tier upgrades, more than probably Sony and Xbox with, like, you know how they did new Nintendo 3DS with faster CPU. I wouldn't be surprised if we're like maybe in a year or two we're gonna get a Switch running on Pascal or even better components than that.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
I wouldn't mind that if they keep upgrading it, but hopefully not every year. Hopefully, maybe every 2 years. I mean, give us a break.
Nah, I don't think they're gonna do any upgrades.
You think they're gonna stick it out?
They'll probably stick it out for a couple of years and then give us Nintendo Switch Pro.
Yeah, I mean, I think because when the new 3DS. That came out a couple years after the original 3DS release, and a couple years, like I think 2 years after the original 3DS XL came out. So I mean, I think they'll probably take a little gap at least.
Yeah, definitely. I was surprised. I mean, I was, you know, I think that's every Nintendo fan. Like, they kind of expect a little more powerful system. You're finally gonna get it. But in the end, Nintendo knows how to pull the like whatever is in the side of the system as much as they want, and then just deal with it. Like they know how to, like, make the performance wise well. Another thing towards that, Michael Patcher, which is he's a great guy. He does a lot of financial reports in terms of gaming wise. He did say a couple of developers said that it's extremely easy to develop for the Switch, even easier than the two other systems.
I saw that too. I read that a couple of days ago. Whenever the report came out that Switch is very easy to develop for as opposed to Xbox One and PS4.
Hey, Pat, real quick, give us a little review on this pizza that you're eating.
Alright, so I follow Barstool Sports, and what they do is they do one bite and you review. So that's what I'm going to do right now. So one bite and I'll review it real quick.
It's a big slice.
This pizza gets a 9. I don't know where my dad got it from, but it's some damn good pizza. And I'm probably going to have 2 more slices after the podcast, so it's a 9. 100% a 9. But that's, I mean, all of us can agree we're still going to get the Switch, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so breaking news. So you want to move on to breaking news before beta?
Yeah, yeah, let's talk about some breaking news.
So breaking news, I'll start really quick because I wrote the article on our website, innermomsbasement.com. Barbossa, how do you feel about that report that WB Montreal, the next Batman game that they're working on, will feature Damian Wayne as the main playable character? How do you feel about that? And the rumor that they were supposedly working on a Suicide Squad title, but that has been since canceled.
Honestly, there were like speculation before. There were rumors popping up about Damian before. I guess it's official now. But the thing is that we have to take into this is that the studio that is making this game, it is not the studio that made Arkham City or Arkham Asylum or Arkham Knight. Just Origins. Yeah, so question is, are we really going to get this incredible quality game? You know, maybe we will, maybe we're not. The other thing is, out of all the Batman side characters you have, they decide to pick Damian, which was really unexpected in my opinion. You know, is this going to be connected to the Arkham universe, or this is entirely a new Batman game, no connections whatsoever? What do you guys think about that?
I don't know. I mean, the animated movies that came out with Damian Wayne, I don't know. I can't really fucking stand him, to be honest with you. I thought he was whiny. So I don't really know how I feel about playing as him in a game. I mean, I kind of want them to make a different superhero game. I mean, as much as I love the Arkham series, I think maybe it's time to move on to another series. That's why I found it very intriguing that they were supposedly working on a Suicide Squad game. And the rumor was they was going to have co-op in it as well, but they canceled that. So, I mean, it kind of sucks, honestly, like what could have been. But, you know, I'm not that excited for playing as Damian Wayne. But, I mean, I've been proved wrong before with certain games, so we'll see.
Yeah, that's definitely like something like I was not really expecting. I mean, I could expect... you know, the same engine and everything, like in running in terms of fighting combat gameplay. But I honestly don't even know what to expect of the story. You know, like what is it going to be really about? You know, did Batman die, or you know what happened? You know, is it a really sequel to Arkham Knight? These are all things that like are out there. There were rumors saying that this game was actually going to get announced in December.
It hasn't yet. It hasn't at all.
And I don't think it's going to happen. I honestly thought that maybe this was going to be one of those things, like the rumors they said about Red Dead getting pulled out of PlayStation's E3 conference at the end. I wouldn't be surprised if it got pulled out of PSX. You know, it would have been a great way. Sony always seems to be the one revealing Batman games, and maybe the game had technical difficulties and it's not even ready for show yet.
But how would you feel if they actually came out with the Suicide Squad game, though? Because that was the rumor that they were working on it for 2 years.
Well, they said the game was going to be co-op and everything. It wouldn't be cool if they could execute it. I mean, you know, I can only imagine they probably tried to make it work, and then, like, you know, Suicide Squad usually evolves, about 8 characters within a story or so.
Yeah.
I can see that being very difficult to actually maintain 8 characters on the screen and making them, like, you know, react to each other and make it actually a fun game to play. That's probably the biggest issue that they came across. And a good story as well. Like, you're playing as villains. Can't forget about that.
Dan Barbosa, do we have any breaking news from you guys?
Not much of breaking news, but Jump Festa, which is like, for people who don't know, it's almost like a minor Tokyo game show that happens in Japan. I think it was last week. There are minor announcements for it. Like, they announced actually a Dynasty Warriors 9 game, which, you know, for you guys, is probably not surprising. But the interesting part of this game
I thought they were on, like, Dynasty Wars, like, 80 by now.
Yeah. You know what the crazy part is, man? This Dynasty Warriors is supposedly open world. I now the question is, how do you make an open world game like that? You know, that's unusual.
Dan's gonna play it.
They didn't announce much about also about Kingdom Hearts. They did you know, the 1.5, 2.5 trailer together for the pack that's coming out in March 30th. They announced a little things, a couple more things about Dragon Quest 11. It's coming out for, you know, 3DS, PS4, and the Switch. It, they still kept going with it. I thought they were pulling out because the trailer doesn't show the logo for the Switch, but after they did confirm it that it's happening. So that's another game we can count on the Switch. Other than that, they show Nier Automata, which is like a hack and slash Japanese game. I actually played a demo today. Surprisingly fun. I did not expect it to have a blast with it, and I had like really good time playing the game. And Gravity Rush, that got us shown again. That game is beautiful looking. The game still kind of runs similar to the first one, as far as I played. And that was pretty much it that happened, Jump Fest, and nothing too major. Even though the Final Fantasy's 30th anniversary is happening soon, there's going to be an event, so maybe we'll see more Final Fantasy VII this upcoming year.
For anyone that loves those type of games.
I know. I'm the oddball out here, guys. For people that are watching and viewing this, clearly it's true, but it's okay. I represent those that love this stuff.
Sounds exciting.
yeah. I'm waiting on what Deadshot did. What the hell? Why is there like a chick? Who's making like a fuck with a chicken noise? What the hell is that?
It's my new text tone.
Oh my goodness! It's awful.
Hate, appreciate.
Barbosa, you hear that too? That fucking that
yeah,
noise?
I did. I'm just gonna act like I didn't hear it and keep going.
It's funny, bro. Oh, get a sense of humor, damn.
Sounds terrible. It was a quiet. It's been a quiet week. I mean, this isn't. It's going to be quiet for gaming this tail end, like this week, next week. It'll probably be very quiet. More than likely, won't start picking up till next year. We got a lot of great games next year coming out. But is that Headshot Dan? You have anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things. You know, just a couple of things. You okay, Barbosa? You look very focused on something there, bud.
Oh, no, I'm just taking a look at it. If I missed anything, just make sure, you know. Like,
for all the Roller Coaster Tycoon fans, which includes me, Roller Coaster Tycoon 1 and 2 will be now released on mobile next year. It will cost $6. And they'll have no microtransactions. And for all the expansions coming out, they will cost, but all the expansions are coming out for the mobile as well. So you're getting two games for $6, Roller Coaster Tycoon and 2. All the original features are going to be in the game, which is so exciting. I want to spend my days
guessing,
on that.
So I'm guessing it'll be roller coasters again?
Yeah, that was a fun game, man. I don't know if you played, but that was a fun game.
I did. No, it was a great game. It was a very good game. I enjoyed, my highlight was always going on the rides afterwards.
Yeah, you'll be able to do all that, which is real cool. Besides that, also the call that game on the Mario Run got beat Pokemon Go on the first day, I think by 3 million more downloads.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot about it. Interesting enough though, did you guys see that the Nintendo stocks actually dropped after Super Mario Run?
No.
Really? Guys,
yeah, about 28%. Game is fun, nevertheless, but I don't know if it's kicking off the way they expected. You know, like, I don't know how the public is reacting. You know, Pokemon Go was like, you know, even though it's not fully Nintendo, the reaction was, like, severe. You know, everyone talked about it. Like, you know, I've been playing the game for a while, and I don't see that much of, like, oh, you know, you're playing Super Mario Run, maybe, like, for the first five, like, few hours or, like, you know,
you
the
could
game
beat
releasing.
It quick. I mean, you could beat it quick and, like, you easily can beat it in one day. The only replay value for me is, like, trying to beat your friends and getting, you know, more coins than they did in other levels.
Yeah.
It's exciting, huh?
I know, but you have to wait because you have Android.
That's
fine. No way
to do. I don't really give a fuck.
Okay, I'm sure. I'll be crying right now.
Yeah, I cry every single day.
Hey, Android pain. Android pain. Okay.
Yeah, just a light week. What else do you have, Dan? You said you had a couple for your $6 roller coaster tycoon.
All right, Pat, shut the fuck up. So, anyways, Heroes of the Storm DLC character was revealed, and his name is Zul'jin. Zul'jin is a troll, and he's from World of Warcraft. I don't know where Diego is, but this is for Diego right here. And from what it sounds like, he's going to be extremely OP as fuck in this game. I'm not sure if... I don't know if you guys
in
play
what
Hero
game
of the
you're talking about?
Hero of the Storms.
Oh my God.
Nah, you wouldn't know shit about that. I mean, if anything, Barbossa does. He should. I guess
I don't know. No, you're talking about some shitty game.
No, it's a Blizzard game. So relax.
Yeah, man. Honestly, I can't wait to see more like of stuff that Blizzard is doing. I heard that I haven't played the winter part of Overwatch. Dan, it's been going well, right, for the winter promotions they're doing for Overwatch?
Hell yeah, bro, they're making season. Bank because people want those skins.
Do you know what? They grasped what League of Legends does, and they knocked it off the park, man. Like, well, you know, because League of Legends does that, you know.
Yeah, I got almost all the winter skins in Overwatch, so it's fine.
Let me ask you a question, though. Did you pay for it? Let's be honest here.
No. Look, first of all, you get the 5 free cases a week from the arcade, and plus, since I'm a low level on the PC, leveling up is a lot easier for me. So? But, you know, Phil Spencer did some teasing for the backwards compatibility lineup for next year, January. He said it's probably going to be one of the best ones, but he won't tell us which games. What games are you guys looking forward to? Hopefully backwards compatible. Yeah, that's all.
What did you see?
What's going on? You guys okay? You guys?
It was like staticking. It was like,
yeah,
sorry.
It was staticking for a second. I was just waiting. I thought Pat was going to speak real quick.
No, it was staticking. So did you ask me what I was excited for, what backwards compatible games I'm excited for?
Yes.
I mean... The only backwards... they got Red Dead. That was fine enough for me. I mean, that's all I kind of really asked for as far as backwards compatible goes.
You know what I want?
What?
And I hope somehow they manage to do it. Knights of the Old Republic.
That's it. Well, I know,
that's the original one, but, like, somehow, you know, just find a way, you know, make it happen.
I have it on PC. I enjoy it. I enjoy playing it more on PC than I did original Xbox, to be honest.
Give me a sec.
No.
But that's it, I'm guessing, right? Dan, that's it? We're kind of just,
We're having some technical Dan's hunting something right now as we speak.
It's confused a little bit here.
Sorry. For everyone that's watching us, there's clearly something happening right now.
I'm doing something for Pat.
You what?
I'm doing something for you, Pat.
Don't put that... What are you doing? Barbossa, I'm nervous.
Why?
Because I don't know what he's doing.
You know what? Right, man.
All right, so let's jump on to the next news.
Oh, my God. Fucking stupid Christmas sweater.
I don't know why you hate it so much. So did you guys hear about the first...
Barbossa, look at that thing.
Oh, my. Oh, man. Jesus.
Did you guys hear about that first Overwatch queer character?
No, take that stupid sweater off. You look
no,
like a
I'm
fucking...
Not. So anyways, Blizzard confirmed... The first gay couple of Overwatch, and they said that they said there's going to be more, and it's tracing.
That's fine,
like
you know.
This.
Like they're expanding everything. You know, it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you get a kick out of this picture, Dan.
I do.
But yeah, I think that's cool. You know, like it just open doors for everything. I think that's fine. Like you know, it just makes more the characters even more human than they are. You know.
Yeah,
I definitely feel like
they said
that
they wanted to show you more of the background of family and friends and what they do on their time off the battlefields, which is very nice. I know.
Well, clearly, make out.
Yeah, they're just friends, right?
Yeah. Clearly exchanging gifts and making out.
Yeah, exactly. for all those Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, the first expansion comes out January 31st for PlayStation 4, later on for Xbox and PC, four new maps. And it's going to be called Sabotage, and they're going to have a new 90s themed zombie story.
How smart was Xbox to get out of that deal with Call of Duty?
Oh, for that one, definitely.
They were so smart. Any of them. Like, after they don't get the exclusive of Call of Duty anymore, it was so smart for them to get out of it. Because Call of Duty just sucked.
It's not even that it sucks. They just lost its spark, man. Like, there's, like, this lacking thing about them, and they haven't been able to, like, bring it back or nothing. If you guys like look or think about it, it's just like, what's going on, you know, like what's happening, you know, like,
yeah, it's just that, I don't know, it's all, I don't know why I got it. I'm such an idiot. I shouldn't have fucking bought it.
Yeah, but mistakes happen, right? A major mistake. I still play, just I want to get my money's worth out of it at least, you know. I only play Search and Destroy though.
Yeah, I haven't even played it, to be honest. I have it, and it's just been hanging there.
So maybe we can jump on someone else, because Call of Duty sucks. State of Decay 2.
They
said that the release date, gameplay, system information, everything is going to be coming at E3 17. So, hello June for E3. I'm pretty excited for that. I'm really excited to see more about the Scorpio E3.
Yeah,
but I know,
I
Pat, you played a lot of State of Decay, right? You excited for number
yes,
two?
Yes, I can't wait for the new State of Decay. I love State of Decay 1.
I played like half of it. I didn't beat it.
I never beat it either, but that felt to me like a definitive zombie survival experience, picking up food. I mean, it did get tedious at times, but I still enjoyed it.
Played?
Well, go ahead then, what were you about to say?
I said, did you play at all?
State of Decay, yeah, I was getting into it. I never finished it yet, but I definitely actually really enjoyed it. I was like, like Pat said, it's a pretty good experience for a zombie, like, apocalypse-wise game. Like, that, I actually felt really having fun, you know, because of the equipment and finding outposts and everything. Like, and the fact that if you die, your character changes. I thought all of that is actually really cool.
Well, agreed.
Yeah, my only downside for that it was very tedious.
Well, hopefully they correct any of the errors that they have for you in number two. But we gotta wait almost a little less than a year.
Yeah, I can't wait for number two. Next year is looking great so far.
Yeah. Well, next year is looking beyond great. It's looking fantastic in terms of how much is happening.
Exactly.
So, did you guys read about the Polish government gives CD Projekt Red $7 million to research multiplayer and city building?
I know, let's get Cyberpunk actually instead. Let's get Cyberpunk 2077. They released that teaser trailer a while back. Now let's go.
Come on, but that's crazy. A government giving a game company $7 million to research more game.
Yeah, I'm not actually surprised about that, to be honest, Dan. I feel like that makes a little bit of a sense with them. It's just that, like, you know, CD is like the first game that, like, you know, actually like came out and did really well, and then it's like, you know, represents the Polish culture. I'm pretty, even the folklore, right? It comes from it, so it's like they're probably super excited about it, and they want to move even more forward with it.
Yeah, from what I was reading, a lot of people were just like, just give me Cyberpunk. I know Pat wants.
Yeah, we want Cyberpunk. Because they're not doing Witcher anymore. They already said Witcher 3 was the last one. That's it. So.
But then I would like to see a little bit of expansion of Witcher. Witcher was fun to sell.
They did two of them. So they were only doing two. That was it.
Yeah, that was. They're not even touching. I don't think they're going to touch that forever. Like, I think it's over for now.
Yeah, it's done. The CD Projekt said definitely Witcher 3 was the final Witcher game that they were doing, and they were hopefully going to get Cyberpunk, hopefully.
All right, I'm out of some news. Go ahead.
What?
I said I don't have any more news. Go ahead.
Well, you're the man here. You are the man who played Friday the 13th. The Friday the 13th beta came out on PC. Headshot day. I mean, Barbossa and I both saw gameplay. We're very impressed. But gameplay and someone who actually played it is different, because when they do these gameplay trailers, it's kind of, I would say, pre-rendered to kind of show us off how we're supposed to play. Yeah. But Deadshot Dan, how would you feel? How did you feel playing as a survivor, and how did you feel playing as Jason himself?
So the first thing I noticed when I started playing is every female character has a big ass. It's the first thing I noticed straight off the bat.
Hey, it's Friday the 13th. It's the way it is.
But besides that, dude, it's really fun. So I'm gonna give you a little breakdown. Yeah, no problem, Chaz. I guess that's Chuck or someone. But anyways,
yeah, that's Chucky.
So pretty much, as you spawn in as a survivor, and if the first thing you could do, you have a couple options you could do. Because there's seven survivors, and let's say one car can only take four people, one car can only take two people, and then the police can take people as well. So you have to either fix the phone box and call the cops, or you can find gasoline, a battery, and car keys and repair the cars.
Interesting. That's cool.
I will tell you right now, driving is hard as shit. The worst driving mechanics I've ever used. Before I talk about, I do have to mention, this is alpha or beta. There is bugs, and everything is subject to change later on, so who knows what's going to be changed and what's going to be new. But driving was absolutely horrible. You click, you know, you're driving, you know, you got your ADSW, you hit the D button for a split second, you crash right into a goddamn wall. Like, there's no steering. And Jason can stop your car, by the way, so he'll just fucking one-punch your car down.
Yeah, I saw that, actually. So basically, if, like, I'm Jason, and I get in front of your car, I can just stop it, or you run him over? What happens?
No, you just stop. Like, he stops you. You can't run him over.
Interesting.
So, and then he just grabs you out of the car, kills you.
That's cool.
But besides that, I do find that getting the car parts is easier than, because once you phone the cops, you have to survive for 5 minutes before the cops even get there, and then you have to run to the cops. So it is pretty interesting on how that works. And I will tell you, if you want to go stealth, there is no going stealth. It's literally impossible to go stealth right now. I'm not sure if they're going to be changing this later on, but you cannot go stealth. Just because, let's say I'm hiding in a bush, Jason already knows where you are, because when you're playing Jason, you get like the little red circle around the character, so he knows where you are. And especially if he has sense mode on, it's over. And if a Rage Quit Pat is hiding under the bed, I'm playing as Jason, I'm walking through the house, Pat's character is screaming under the bed. Why the fuck are you screaming under the bed if Jason's right next to you? So she's screaming, she's like, oh my god, oh my god, he's here, oh no.
And yeah, I saw that too. A girl was hiding under the, like, on the gameplay, girl's hiding under the bed, and you just hear going, oh my god, oh my god, and then, like, you go under the correct bed, she's like, ah, like, screaming, and he just fucking kills the shit out of her.
And that's kind of silly, even though it really depends. Every character has different stats that you can use, so some characters are better with composure than other characters are, but there's still no way of really counteracting that right now. Hopefully, later on, it'll be better. And, I mean, if you die as a survivor, another survivor can phone Tommy, and Tommy's max stats everything. He gets one shot shotgun to knock Jason out cold, and he has unlimited stamina. That's pretty much it. I mean, the stamina with the survivors are absolutely horrible. You run for 30 seconds and they're winded, they trip, they're going slow, and then you have to crouch, and you have to crouch slowly for them to get their stamina back. And it's just like, right now it's crazy, but like I said, this is a beta, so we're gonna have to hopefully see some changes with that.
How was it playing as Jason?
Yeah,
Jason is a fucking cheap fuck. Like, really. So when I spawned as Jason, I could teleport anywhere on a map. So I could teleport to the camps, and we all know they all pretty much start in the same spot, so I could just spawn within that vicinity, like, instantly right away. And once I get to that area, I could put my senses on, and I'm pretty much know where everyone is. They make noises. I can see their dots around. And if they're running away from me, I could teleport in front of them. Like, I was playing a survivor and driving away, and Jason teleported right in front of my car. Stopped me and killed me. I mean, right now I think there's four different Jasons, which they all have different abilities. Some swim faster, some don't swim real fast, some have
sensors. I thought that was all, they're only skins, so they do affect...
They do. They're not skins, actually. They actually have four different Jason characters in the game.
Yeah, if you play as Jason from Friday the 13th, I saw that he could kind of go in a light jog. I saw Jason from Friday the 13th Part 7, he could actually swim. You know, he swims a lot faster, but he doesn't run.
Are they going to have Jason X?
He's in there.
Jason X? I'm sure they're adding. I'm sure they're adding a lot of them.
They do have a Jason from that one of those movies that swim really fast. I don't remember.
Part seven.
Let me see if I can pull up all the Jasons and their stats.
And they had the Jason from what I saw. They have Jason from Part 2, Part 3, and Part 7 so far. Those are the ones I've seen that they have.
Yeah. I mean, I could just pull up the game real quick and see.
I'm sure they're bringing up more, though. I'm sure they're putting in more because they pushed the game back. So I don't see why they wouldn't add more.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, they said that they're going to continue adding more characters for Jason and hopefully some new survivors. They said they're going to be... honestly, I'm just kind of curious on how they're going to do stat-wise and how they're going to improve the stealth in the game, because I love going stealth. I mean, that's probably the best part for me.
Yeah, but man, that game looks... Let me tell you, that game looks fun, man. Like, I was seeing it, and I was like, I was having a blast just watching it. Like, it was like...
Yeah, I'm going to get it on... I don't know if you saw me talking to Benty. I'm going to get it on Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference from playing, watching and playing. I mean, playing is just so much more better. And I know they said they're going to have a couple more maps on game releases, so this is just the beta map they're going to use for now.
It looks good, though. I can't wait. I'm actually glad they're adding a single player for the kind of, you know, I think it'll be fun as hell to kill the computer. I think that'll be fucking fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And I know they have some challenges and stuff like that. So, you know, it looks a lot of fun, but it does look like that you are definitely going to have to work together. It doesn't look like one of those games where you could kind of go fend off by yourself.
Yeah.
This game is purely team build. Very team build on it. And, you know, one person's going to go look for battery. I mean, one person will probably go look for keys. The other for the gasoline. And
I saw a lot of people going in twos.
When I played, I traveled with a buddy. Like, I always had a buddy next to me. Because, I mean, if we hit Jason, he goes out cold for a couple seconds. That's just probably the best way to travel.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I didn't even know there was going to be weapons or anything in the game. I thought there was, you know, you mostly just had to survive. I mean, I'm glad they added a lot of stuff I didn't realize that they added. So it definitely looks like a lot of fun. I can't wait till spring when it comes out.
Yeah, you can even knock his mask off, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, I saw that too. They knocked his mask off. You hit him enough times.
Let's see. I mean, I wish you guys had a computer. I would have gave you guys a code. Since they gave me 10 for some reason. Oh, here, actually, I pulled up all the Jasons in the game.
Yes, yeah, so that's Friday the 13th 3.
One second, let me pull up my stream. Oh, silly. So there we go.
That looks interesting.
See the... Oh, shit. All right, these are
I
Jasons.
Think that's
like,
really cool
Jason
that there's different types.
Different stats and everything, so... see, this one can run, weapon strength, grasp strength, and he also has his weaknesses, stun resist, sense, and water speed. So, I mean, there is a little area that you can swim on this map. I mean, who really swims through that? I don't know. I thought Jason was afraid of water, but I guess I was wrong.
No, not in all the movies.
That's pretty cool about that. It's just that, like, you can actually, you know, if you learn his weakness and then you spot him, you know exactly how to counteract him, you know?
Like this Jason, part 7, he's the one who can swim really fucking fast in the water. Like, he's a shark, but he can't run. And he can't shift. The shift is, like, he goes invisible and he, like, fucking zooms at you.
That's cool.
And then this Jason is the one that teleports.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and once you unlock some stuff, like in these areas, he'll have special perks, like extra long running or any kind of abilities that you may give him later on, which is pretty cool.
I can't wait to play this game.
So the council is also, like I said, like the composure of the characters really matter. I mean, hopefully in the game they'll really matter. The composure is if Jason's coming, how much you'll be scared of him. Like, how much noise you're going to make near him. I mean, that's the one thing I really need. And the stealth is how well he can see you with his abilities.
So that's incredible.
Can you level up these stats?
Yeah, the more you level up, you unlock perks. And the perks, you can you bring extra stuff with you, abilities. Just like Jason, you can always upgrade. You can also, the more leveling you do, you can also unlock some clothing, but that's not available in beta. Neither is the ability. The only thing you have is perks, and I think it gives you like 10 perks in the beta you can play around with, but you have to unlock them as you go. This girl right here, Jenny, is supposed to be the best with stealth and composure, so she's really not supposed to be scared of Jason at all. So once Jason walks by, she's not really supposed to make any noise. So hiding under the bed, she shouldn't be saying, "Oh my gosh." And
yeah, everyone else is dead. Fair game.
Yeah, this guy fucking sucks. Come on, goddamn Chad, you damn jock. Good for nothing.
How is he playing as Tommy Jarvis?
Oh yeah, Tommy. I don't think his stats are here, but Tommy. It's awesome because all his stats are maxed out. So. You have everything 100%, and you also, like I said, unlimited stamina, pretty much. I mean, if you run out of stamina with Tommy Jarvis, then you pretty much suck, because his stamina goes on for days. He also gets a shotgun. With one bullet, though. He only gets one shot with the shotgun. And it knocks Jason out. I know I shot Jason when he was holding up my teammate. I shot Jason point blank, and my shot went through him, which is kind of upsetting. But he's a really good character, because, I mean, Jason's not going to outrun him.
Damn, dude. That's like one of those things, like, oh, great, you know, I shot him. Wait, nothing happened.
Yeah, the only way you could play as him is once you're dead, and one of your survivors calls for Tommy Jarvis. It's the only way you could play him.
Yeah, I just want to kill Gato.
Yeah, but Gato probably won't know how to do anything.
Gato's probably never going to play it, let's be honest here, guys.
Or Barbossa, kill him too.
Don't forget, they said they'll never play games with us again, so...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, Eddie said that. So, I mean, the game looks fun. Spring 2017, please hurry up. I want to freaking play. Is there any word on the beta for consoles, or it's just doing PC?
As far as we know, they said there will be no beta for console.
Fucking assholes.
But there will be another beta for PC, I believe, next year. So, excited.
Fucking assholes.
I mean, it's fine for me.
So, the other beta you played, you said you can't really talk about too much. Was it fun?
Sea of Thieves, huh? It was actually a lot of fun.
Damn, be careful what you say, man. This can actually, like, you know.
I've read the NDA.
Oh, you did? All right, cool.
They didn't really give you much to work on. They gave you a mission you could do and hunt for some treasure. That's about it. But it's a lot of fun. Of course, it's an alpha, so there's obviously some work to do, but it's a really fun game. I can't wait for the next wave of alpha to come out. I think they said they're going to throw another one out there next year. What day is that supposed to release?
Sometime next year. I don't think there's really a date for it yet.
Didn't it leak? They said February or something like that. It was like,
no, that's way too soon.
Yeah. Well, there was a leak a while back. I don't know if you guys remember that. Like, it was like a big talk about it. Like, in terms of, like, it was going to come out February, but there was no comment on it from Microsoft or anything like that.
Yeah, I think February is way too soon. I don't think it's coming out February. I mean, I doubt it.
Yeah, all it just says is sometime in 2017. But the one thing I can tell you about this, it's very, very team-oriented. If you don't have a mic, you're fucked. I mean, it's very communicative. So if I'm driving and the hulls are down, like the little flags in front of us that help us catch speed is down, driver, I can't see anything. So I'm going to need Rage or Barbosa to be eyes front on top of the deck, watching where I go, making sure there's no rocks coming. One person is going to be running up and down to look at the map and see where we're going to go from there and what treasures we're going to get. And someone's going to have to look out for the boats and move the sails left and right to catch the speed properly. So it's very team-oriented, like, big time.
That's good. I can't wait for that game. I love team-oriented games, so I can't wait for that game.
Yeah, and shooting the cannonballs are fun, but a little bit hard, so... So we need people who can aim decently, not good already.
So that's it for the beta talk. How about The Walking Dead that just came out this past couple days? Dan reviewed episode 1. It's on the website now. He'll also be reviewing episode 2. But, man, what a start to the new season of The Walking Dead.
I wouldn't recommend reading my review until they play the game.
Dan and I are going to try to keep this spoiler-free because there's somebody in here that, you know, for some odd reason, didn't play it. But to kind of keep it spoiler-free, the new engine is fantastic also, by the way.
Unreal Engine.
How good does that new engine look now? That looks phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't use it from the beginning since Unreal has been around for a while. It's probably one of the best
engines to use. It runs a lot better. Have you noticed from past Telltale games where you always got those technical hiccups?
Yeah.
I didn't really get a technical hiccup at all in this one. So yeah,
Is it better than Batman, guys?
Graphically, you're talking about? Or are you looking about...
graphically, running.
Yes. Graphically, yeah.
With this game, from the start, when you start from episode 1 to the end of episode 1, you start in great action, you end in great action. Especially the ending of number 1 really tore my heart out. But it was fantastic.
So basically, the way you could start is you could start with your save from season 2. Or you could fix your ending for season 2 and you could change it to something else. Or you could just start fresh. And then you kind of, what did they say? Then you kind of pick your choices.
Yeah. So throughout so if you go that route, it's going to pop up with some things on the screen. It's like, oh, from season 2, did you want to do this choice or this choice? And it'll go through all the choices from the past seasons, and then that will affect your play throughout season 3.
The only thing I noticed so far is the flashback scenes.
Yeah.
So far.
I mean, I didn't really get too many, actually. Maybe it's because I decided to leave that life behind.
You didn't get 2?
We need to.
So far I've done 2 flashback scenes, one in episode 1 and the one in episode 2.
No, I don't. The only flashbacks I've been getting is from when Clementine was on that break from season 1 to 2. Like, what was she doing with the baby?
You know? That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
But that wasn't really in season 2.
No, you know, I understand. Oh, I meant like, when so far the flashback scene from season 1, a New Frontier I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The flashback. Okay. It depends on your ending in season 2.
Yeah.
How it starts and how it, you know, how it ends and everything. But spoiler free, I will not go into that.
What fucking major twists and turns.
But There are, depending on how your ending is for season two. But...
I didn't say anything.
Clementine's more badass in this one now, too.
Yeah, she is, bro. Fucking pulling out guns like nothing.
Yeah, Clementine is now, I believe she's 16? How old is she now?
I think she's 16. She's, you know, boy, I see myself still protecting Clementine, though. No matter what we do, I'm still protecting her.
A lot of my choices are pro-Clementine. So far, my choices, if they're going to hurt Clementine, I will not make those choices. I will always make the choice to, protect her and always be on her side because in season one, you were Lee. In season two, you played as her. New Frontier, you actually play as a new character, Javier, who's cool. I like him.
Javi.
The ending of season two was fucking mind-boggling.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like,
oh,
what?
My God, I almost fucking blew my brain out.
Like, what the fuck? But it's so far so good. I want episode three. I need episode three now. I need it now, so let's go, Telltale. Let's get on the ball here.
I wish they just released the whole thing in one bunch. Barbossa, you need to get on it, because next time it won't be spoiler-free.
Oh, yeah, I know. I have to. I've been, like, you know what it is? I've been playing Last Guardian, and it's like... I know, guy. For the people that care. I'm here with you.
Yeah, no, it was off to the races. Great start. Clementine is fucking, like I said, badass.
Yeah, she is.
In the new season, she is badass, and she's they don't underestimate Clementine like they did in the other season. So it's a lot different now. Graphically, the new engine Telltale's using is great. I love it.
My question is, did you kiss Kate?
Really, spoilers, guys.
I didn't, man. I did not.
I did. So
I fell in love. I'm falling in love with the other girl, the doctor.
So I don't know. See, when season three comes, it looks like I'm gonna have some beef because of what I did, you know.
Yeah, I am. I'm falling in love with the doctor.
I just want to kick Barbossa and just spoil a whole bunch of shit right now, but.
Yeah, I know. I want to say my choices too, but we can't because this fucking guy here, like,
sorry,
Jesus,
gentlemen.
Fucking Christ, man. The game's an hour and a half. Play the fucking thing. Both episodes are like an hour and a half.
I'll play tonight then. How about that? You guys going to be online?
Yeah, I'll be online.
All right,
I'm
going to
be playing Dead Rising probably. I want to kill some zombies.
I'll probably be on GTA.
So you have people now for GTA so I could get it and we can heist?
Yeah, I have a couple people who we do heist with. So,
guys, if you want to heist with no show, rage quit Pat and headshot Dan, and just send us a message. Okay?
I thought you don't have GTA anymore, Barbossa.
I do. I have it on PS4.
No. Sorry, we're your Xbox owners here. Well, I'm a PS4 owner too, so.
No.
Why don't you trade it in for the Xbox One?
Digital copy, buddy. I got it on sale on PSN.
I think it's on sale with this Christmas update, so let's go.
Fucking guy. I love doing heists. Heist was so much fun.
Yeah, it is. They don't know new heist yet, but it's still a lot of fun. Right now it's double XP money on weekend.
I thought they were going to do more heist than what they did, but I guess not.
I feel like we're going to see a little bit of slowdown content a little bit eventually.
Probably got a bunch of new content. You got the bikers, the CEO, import-export now.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying, because of Red Dead, yeah.
Red Dead, they're going to start focusing on Red Dead some more.
Marosa, what are you doing? What are you looking at?
What? Oh, no, nothing.
It's like you're looking down your pants or something.
I usually take notes, that's why.
Huh. Check it for spots.
Yeah, no, I like taking notes just saying, okay, so like, you know, for us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, nah. Yeah, it's just been this week has just been so slow, you know, like.
Yeah, it's very slow.
A lot, nothing, you know. Nothing really. I mean, like, well, you know, like everything's like rehashed comment, like stuff like that, you know, comments, and you're like, oh, okay.
And I know Rachel with Pat and I are going to be doing the Telltale game walkthrough with the viewers.
Ooh.
Very soon.
Nice.
Hopefully we can have something planned out.
Yeah, we're
going
to do crowd play.
Yeah, the crowd play with Telltale.
That sounds good, guys. That sounds really good. Everyone should join us.
I am ready. They should. And we're going to do it for Batman, too, so.
Yeah, since Batman and Walking Dead have it. We're going to do that. It's going to be fun. Maybe all of our bosses can actually get a game done.
Hey, man, I platinum Final Fantasy 15. That's an accomplishment.
Oh, woo-hoo. Final Fantasy. Oh, man, I'm going to move for a nice cup of hot cocoa.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna play some Dead Rising. I'm gonna kill some fucking zombies.
I'm gonna, you know what? I'm gonna get some food right now, eat, and then get to Walking Dead.
No, he's not. All right, you're gonna see him on Last Guardian.
Yeah, we'll see you online, sir. I'm gonna play some Dead Rising, and I am Rage Quit Pat.
I am No Show Barbosa.
And this is that's all Dan.
A little delayed.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks for being online with us today.
Join us next week. The final podcast, we'll be talking about all the games we're excited for 2017, and we will also make our predictions next week as well on the consoles, Xbox One. We're going to make our predictions with Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony. And then, like I said, we'll be talking about what we're excited for 2017, but that's our highlight for our show next.
Yeah, and not only that, just so people know, we are also going to tally this information, write it down, and then at the end of next year, we will compare it. Who was who was wrong?
Yeah, you'll be wrong, because you'll be favoring Nintendo.
Everything Nintendo. Nah.
Alrighty. Guys,
take it easy. Have a good one. Have a great Christmas. Hope you enjoy it. Or Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Have a good holiday. Anyone?
You guys, enjoy your holidays. Yeah. Awesome.